This is Generation Justice, a multiracial project that trains youth to harness the power of community through media, narrative, and critical consciousness. I'm Saeed Alejandro Larguirzioi.
And I'm Lily Lucow. Tonight, we introduce you to New Mexicans who are sharing stories of climate crisis through art in the exhibit, Species in Peril Along the Rio Grande.
We'll hear from Professor Shabankar Banerjee, co-curator of the exhibit, and two of the contributing artists, Laura C. Carlson and Dylan McLaughlin.
As we discuss this project and how it's connected to the New Mexico environment, we remind you that this program is broadcast on stolen indigenous land.
Tonight, we also have some great calendar announcements to keep you up to date on what's going on around town.
To get started, let's hear from our music host, Milian Cordova, who has curated some awesome music for you tonight.
Thanks, Lily. I'm Milian Cordova, and I'm your music host for the night. Our first song is Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival. I chose it because it complements our theme on the climate crisis.
This fall, 516 Arts and several community partners, including artists from the University of New Mexico, collaborated to create the exhibit, Species in Peril Along the Rio Grande.
This regional collaboration includes exhibits, lectures, live performance art, and more.
Now, GJ Cultivating Leaders practicum participant, Brenna Two Bears, speaks with Professor Shabankar Banerjee, Laura C. Carlson, and Dylan McLaughlin.
This is Brenna Two Bears with Generation Justice, and I am speaking with Professor Shabankar Banerjee, co-curator of the 516 Arts exhibit, Species in Peril Along the Rio Grande, and two of the contributing artists to the exhibit, Laura C. Carlson and Dylan McLaughlin. Species in Peril Along the Rio Grande is an exhibit and regional collaboration with an aim to raise public awareness about ecological vitality, the biological crisis, acknowledge past and present injustices, and inspire collective actions for multi-species justice. Welcome to Generation Justice. Please tell us more about yourselves, starting with Professor Banerjee.
Thank you, Brenna, for having us to talk about the Species in Peril. I teach in the program here at University of New Mexico in the Department of Art called Art and Ecology. So we mainly look at research-based creative practices that can engage with our contemporary issues, whether it's environmental justice, indigenous rights issues, social justice issues, ecological conservation issues, wide range of issues. So Species in Peril Along the Rio Grande is a collaboration between 516 Arts and the Art and Ecology Program. My own work over the past two decades have focused largely in the Arctic from extractive industries, oil and gas, as well as to defend indigenous rights, including food security and health and safety. So out of that sort of last two decades of work, I have come to realize sort of the conjunction of the climate crisis and the biological crisis. I personally experienced it, witnessed it, and documented and addressed it through my own work. So I wanted our community to engage with the crisis in a very kind of expansive and generative and generous way. That's what Species in Peril Rio Grande is about. It's both a celebration of the ecological vitality of our region, because most people don't even know, whether here in New Mexico or rest of the country and elsewhere, that New Mexico is one of the most biologically diverse places in the entire United States. The borderlands between Mexico and on both sides of the border is one of the most biologically diverse places in the entire continent. And needless to say, it's one of the culturally most vibrant places. So we are both honoring that ecological and cultural vitality, but we are also raising awareness about what we are faced to lose and the peril of our non-human kin with whom we share this earth. So earlier this year, United Nations published a report where they announced that 1 million species threat the extinction within decades. So it's a very serious issue. But how do we as communities engage with this? That's the question that we wanted to ask. Like, how can we make this crisis a common crisis, meaning we all can understand something about it, participate in its mitigation? And we had no interest in presenting work by artists who live in New York or Los Angeles. All of the artists come from the region that is presented in the exhibition. So that's what we did, because our idea was not to show an exhibition to raise awareness. Our idea was to build a community.
Thank you for that. Laura?
So I am an artist and a writer and a researcher. I also am the program coordinator for UNM's Art and Ecology program, and I'm also adjunct faculty in that program. Right now I'm teaching a class that was initiated by Shubhankar originally, spiced it up with some sci-fi, and that class is about the sixth extinction and how it's addressed in the humanities. My work is really dedicated to overlooked beings of the earth in all that multi-species justice glory. And queer environmentalism. And I make art about water organisms, specifically freshwater mussels. And the way that people care about their water systems here is really incredible. And so to even be a little bit a part of it is just like breathtaking. So there are about 300 species of freshwater mussels in the United States. They live in almost all the rivers and watersheds of the country. And they are one of the most endangered families of animals in the entire world. So the U.S. has more than anywhere else. Of those 300, there used to be about 330, and 35 are already extinct. But there are quite a number of really incredible species in the Rio Grande watershed. So my work at the Species in Peril is specifically about Rio Grande endemic species. And endemic means that they only live there. So these species don't live anywhere else. And most of my work is dedicated to Popanias popei, which is the Texas hornshell, which is critically endangered. And that mussel lives in a couple places in Texas, but in New Mexico, it is the only native mussel left. And so I made a couple of pieces to commemorate this species, including a book of poetry and drawings that's in Spanish and English, as well as sculpture and some drawings that are in glass.
And you, Dylan?
Yeah, hi. My name is Dylan McLaughlin. I'm a grad student at the University of New Mexico in the Art and Ecology Department within the Studio Arts Department. I've been working primarily as a video artist for many years, and that's kind of been a slow progression of working as a storyteller and finding ways that that platform kind of empowers, but ultimately getting to a place where I'm now working primarily as an artist and researcher, looking at telling sort of the complexity of stories that exist within communities. I focus primarily on sites of extraction within indigenous communities, which is, you know, almost everywhere. And I come from the Navajo Nation, which is another one of these places where there's a lot of these points of tension in relationship to extractive industries. What I'm looking at is very close to home, and that's important for me. It helps kind of feel the work that I'm doing. I'm also an artist and participating in the Species in Peril exhibition with my two collaborators, Marissa DeMarco and Jessica Zeglin. It's really been really important for me to work collaboratively. I get a lot out of working kind of at the intersections of, you know, multiple perspectives and styles of storytelling and voices and visibility. And so my nature is very much gravitated towards working in ways that we can kind of, you know, find multiple points of meeting each other and elevating our own perceptions of a common place or a common story. Yeah, that's kind of my background.
Yeah, thank you so much. So could you talk to us a little bit more about the collaborative part of this exhibit? Who are the artists and the organizations that were involved?
So Species in Peril project, we wanted to develop more of a model of how to build a regional collaboration. So in this project, Dr. Josie Lopez, who is curator of art at the Albuquerque Museum, and I co-curated the ideas for the exhibition. It's developed with 516 Arts. So Susan Sbarge, who is the executive director, and her team have worked very, very hard. And then during the entire planning process, which has happened over the last 2 years, we reached out to communities, including the Jemez Pueblo, leaders of the Jemez Pueblo, helped us think about, think with us. We went out to Ciudad Juarez and the university there, their autonomous university. Professor Leon De La Rosa and his colleagues engaged with us in a very significant and meaningful way. The University of Texas at El Paso, New Mexico State University, and on and on. So what happened is within a very short period of time, we have built a model that is very distributed and very generous across our region. Numerous communities, individuals are all contributing, both through their art, the artists who are in the exhibit, as well as other art exhibits that are in relation or in conversation with the main exhibition are also taking place all across our region. Because we didn't just simply want to raise awareness of the crisis. We know the nature of the crisis is very severe, but we wanted to build a community that would actually take this work forward and engage in their own schools, colleges, communities, in conversations. And I think we are starting something that is generative. So that is indeed happening.
Maybe we could hear from our artists about what it was like to collaborate with all the other people who were involved in this project.
Yeah. This is quite an incredible project to be a part of, just in terms of its scope and the ability to meet people across the region. Shbankar just mentioned going to Juarez, and I got to stay with Leon De La Rosa outside of Juarez, and that was amazing just to be together in these kind of ways, because artists, when we're working, work is not just me alone in a studio while my work in this show is, you know, Lara C. Carlson artist. It's so much beyond that. It's being together in multiple kinds of ways. And so the curators and 516 Arts work together to really bring multiple times artists and people across the city together. So we had another meeting where I think there was someone from the biopark, there was someone from the Museum of Southwest Biology, it was people from Jemez Pueblo. It was really divine to be able to meet so many people. And beyond that, I have to thank my partner who drove me around the Southwest to make work for this show and always does all my installation work. So that's my other main collab, is that my partner, really, Nicholas Jacobson, does a lot of the work for me.
So I think for me, there were kind of a couple of layers of collaboration that took place here. You know, one of the layers is the two other artists that I worked with on this particular project, Marissa DeMarco and Jess Zeglin, who are both incredible artists and storytellers in their own right. They're a huge inspiration for me. Our process is really kind of just getting us in the same space together and thinking, well, where do we meet? Where are our intersections, our waterways? And kind of as we're asking these questions, we're finding what is pulling us towards ultimately what became our story that we're looking at. And it's ultimately an improvisational piece. We're asking six singers from different parts of the Rio Grande corridor to bring those same questions and bring that same kind of embodiment of place and dialogue and tension. So it's not just the three of us that sort of are at the center of this piece. We're also just, there are six singers we're working with, so that's nine of us there. And, and we're working with different institutions, like the UNM Art Museum and the National Hispanic Cultural Center, in addition to 516 and all the other affiliated organizations. And so there's this big kind of networking that's taking place here as we're learning how to tell these complex stories. You go and visit the Species in Peril exhibition, and you're seeing stories that are intersecting each other. You're seeing stories that are contextualized by other pieces. We're all responding to different aspects of this very complex intertwined story, at least on our part. We're not telling the audience how to experience this piece, but for us it was like, well, how can we find a way that really employs a real kind of subjective response to what otherwise feels kind of detached and removed? In this case, we're looking at the entire length of the Rio Grande from the headwaters to the Gulf of Mexico, and it's a complicated story, or it's a complex story, and it's one that I think is very parallel to looking at other sites of extraction or Superfund sites within communities, many in indigenous communities, which is where my work has kind of stemmed from in the last few years, looking critically at the relationships that are built built or broken around some of these sites of extraction and you know, the really complex ways that these industries are affecting us. There's no easy way to look at it. And I think if we are looking at it in a simple way, it's helpful to invite in some of that complexity and just kind of feel into that space.
I think it's really important to note the amount of research that artists did for this exhibition, and that I feel as a research-based artist, I'm reading hundreds and hundreds of pages of scientific data, poetry, all these things, and I know I'm not alone in that. And so in this exhibition, you can see what could be called collaboration.
Yeah, you kind of beat me to the punch a little bit. I was actually going to ask you all to kind of compound on that a little bit, the scientific data and like what was the background that was needed in order to orchestrate this collaboration.
So another word that I began to realize after the show was up, and I began to look at it differently, because during the curatorial phase, selecting the works, working with individual artists, you're looking at each work separately. But as the show went up, that's where the most exciting thing happened personally for me, is how these works were creating conversations of among them, and how the exhibition is truly distributed. And I'll give you a couple of very quick examples of that. Ruben Olguin, an indigenous artist, he created this first wall drawing, or the wall mural, with harvested clay from along the Rio Grande Valley, and honoring both the river and its peril as well as the species. But in that, as he was speaking about it during the opening, he spoke about these gray areas, where he said those are the critically endangered areas of the river itself, meaning a particular species' last place is there. So you go a couple of rooms down and you see the work on the silvery minnow, also on the Rio Grande, by an artist, Mary Songas, and a biologist, where they show these the current habitat of the silvery minnow. And very little is left from its traditional habitat. Simultaneous to the show that was taking place in 516 Arts, the Maxwell Museum of Anthropology at UNM had an exhibition on the wolf. And that exhibition had a map. And if you go to the map between the traditional homeland of the wolf, Mexican gray wolf, and what is today, same thing. And this exhibit is making us see that by creating these conversations among these works. In another example I'll give, how, let's say, what is happening in Albuquerque is connected to what is happening in Juarez. So in Albuquerque exhibit, you will see an extraordinary work by Susie Davidoff, where you see the image of a Aplomada falcon. I honestly did not know anything about this species myself. And then you go down to Juarez, and there is an extraordinary mural that two artists from New Mexico and two from Juarez, all indigenous and or mestizo or of Mexican heritage, they have created the mural, and the Aplomada falcon shows up there. So suddenly Albuquerque is connected to Juarez. So this is happening. So the way I would encourage our committee members to look at this exhibit is not a linear way of looking at one work after another work after another work, but to think about all of the work that are not only within the Species in Peril exhibit, but all of the related exhibit, and how are these artists' work talking to each other, creating a new conversation.
That's so awesome. Are there any upcoming events that y'all would like to?
Yes. So with regard to the upcoming events, is we talked a lot about our region, but we also want to take an opportunity to engage our community into conversation what is happening globally, because this is a global crisis. We built a model to figure out how can we engage the crisis with a regional model. So we are at least doing something. So there is an event that will take place on December 5th, and we are calling it Global Perspectives. We are bringing a biologist who is a very eminent mammalogist, a professor at University of New Mexico, Joe Cook, who looks at the intersection of biological massacres with colonialism and capitalism in the 19th century and 18th century in the Arctic. Batsiva Demuth, who is a professor of history at Brown University. So that is taking place. I'll be moderating that panel. And then another one that is coming up is Restoration and Resilience, Reclaiming Cultural Ecosystems, which will be a panel discussion that will take place at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center on November 20. So we are really engaging. So I would encourage everybody to look at the program guide. Many of these events are getting archived. So they'll be probably available later on as well. But the upcoming events are the one at Indian Pueblo Cultural Center and the one on December 5th.
Can you tell us where we can find more information about these events?
If you go to 516 Arts, you will see Species in Peril along the Rio Grande, 516arts.org. And from there, you can look at the program guide and find out all of the details. But we published a 84-page exhibition catalog with work by every artist and their statements as well as essays. And all of that we are making available at no cost. We are also making all of that available over time through the Art and Ecology website as well from UNM.
Thank you so much for all of that. Is there anything else that you all would like to add? Maybe we'll start with Dylan.
I just want to thank you, Brenna, for having us. This has been really special. We started tonight's interview with you telling us a bit about how Generation Justice sort of has developed protocol around how to hold space for storytelling like this, and it's really inspiring. I feel really grateful to be in this space with you also. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The things that I've been working on in this show have led me to a new question in my research and that I'm trying to put out there, which is, what does it mean to be extinct? So the show is a lot about imperiled animals, but some of the works have extinct animals in them too. And so this question, I think, is really important to ask because we can feel that question inside of our own bodies. What does it mean to be extinct? That's an act of nullification. It's an act that is done to, as well as happens to, and is embodied. And so that's my big question right now.
Thank you.
So all over the world, as we all know now, youth are taking doing extraordinary work to engage the climate crisis and what in many cases the adults are failing. So to see something like Generation Justice in my home community gives me a lot of hope. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all so much, Professor Shubhankar Banerjee, Laura C. Carlson, and Dylan McLaughlin, for sharing your stories with us and for acknowledging the space within Generation Justice and the space within your exhibit and within the larger regional and national levels. For Generation Justice, I'm Brenna Two-Bears.
Thank you, Professor Shubhankar Banerjee, Laura C. Carlson, and Dylan McLaughlin for taking the time to speak with us about the climate crisis through art in the exhibition Species in Peril along the Rio Grande.
Thank you all so much. The thing that came to my mind when hearing this interview was the distinct visibility and honor of the environment within this exhibit.
Now, we'll hear a freestyle on climate change from Chutes Cat Martinez, Youth Director of Earth Guardians. After that, we'll hear Truth to Power by One Republic, a song the band says is a call to action on climate change.
We taking back the power. Bring it to the people. We stand for justice, fight for freedom till we treat it equal. This is our time. We build a legacy and leave it. And y'all can't say my name, but you know it's me when you see it. I am indigenous, product of genocide. Colonization stole my past, but I refuse to hide. Never alone, though we hungry like a pack of wolves. Howling at the moon, indigo is running through the woods. Tired of bureaucracy, sick of broken democracy. Stories of the end, fulfilling sinister prophecies. We overthrowing kingdoms, ready to break free from leaders that lead with barrels of oil that be leaking. And leadership's a beacon, we leading ships to freedom. State of emergency, wake up people that be sleeping. We strike a match, light a flame, you can set the world afire. I can see it in your eyes, born to be a freedom fighter, born to be bigger than the cities that you're coming from, born to be stronger than the shadows that we're running from, overcome, overstand, stand up, hands up, don't shoot, parachute, crash land, close up, indigo warriors, visionary artists, It's time to take this power back and finish what we started. Because nothing they can do will stop the waves that we've been making. This is the roots of revolution. It's the power that we're taking. Thank you.
Dust don't turn to flowers. Skies don't disappear. But I've seen truth and power.
Welcome back to Generation Justice, broadcasting live from 89.9 KUNM at the University of New Mexico. It's time for our community calendar. What's up first, Saeed?
Well, speaking of UNM, the Lobo Slam Poetry and Open Mic happens on Wednesday, November 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m.
There will be poetry, coffee, spoken word, and an open mic.
It happens at 5050 Coffee House and Pub at 2122 Central Avenue Southeast. You can contact Lobo Slam on Facebook.
Great. I heard there is another event coming up, a panel discussion on restoration and resilience, reclaiming cultural ecosystems.
Yes, this panel discussion will be about exploring the maintenance of natural ecosystems and their impact on Pueblo communities.
It takes place at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center at 2401 12th Street Northwest on Wednesday, November 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m.
For more information, you can contact the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center at 505-843-7270 or visit their website at indianpueblo.org.
Don't we have an event from UNM Chicano and Chicana Studies?
Yes, the Immigration Landscapes Lecture Series, New Mexico's Prison Detention Industrial Complex, with speaker Celinda Guerrero.
Celinda is an Afro-Latina feminist and the national coordinator for Albuquerque Save the Kids from Incarceration, a national organization to end the school-to-prison pipeline. She also leads Millions for Prisoners, New Mexico chapter.
It's happening on Thursday, November 21st from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Where is the lecture taking place?
At the Albuquerque Center for Peace and Justice, located at 202 Harvard Southeast.
For more information, contact the Albuquerque Center for Peace and Justice at 505-268-9557.
Keep your pens out. We have more calendar events after these songs. Milian?
We have a couple songs from New Mexico artists. Here's Keep On by our hip-hop legend, Wake Self, followed to All Our Future Relatives by Paul Pino.
Fail, but if you don't try, you fail. It's okay to be lost when you're trying to find yourself. Broke the latches out the ashes, rose the phoenix. I'm just a bunch of stitched together broken pieces. One time for the inner struggles that we deal with and all the various wounds that haven't healed yet. When times are tough and you're going through it the worst, to create a new life you have to grow into it first. Keep going if it hurts and you feel your vision is blurry. Understand progress is not a linear journey. Come on.
Keep on longing.
Welcome back to our community calendar. We have even more events to announce.
Next is Outreach at Coronado Park, where volunteers can join to register voters.
The voting registration will be every Sunday between November 24th to December 29th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
For more information, go to the event on Facebook at Outreach at Coronado Park.
Next, we have a community forum supporting a safe campus environment, preventing gun violence and racism.
This forum is hosted by UNM College of Population Health and in partnership with UNM Health Sciences and the Women's Resources Center.
The forum will include speakers from the city, the Public Health Department, youth, and a reading from former Santa Fe Poet Laureate Valerie Martinez.
The forum is from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 25th at UNM North Campus in Dominici Northwest, 3740. For more information, call 505- 242-4173.
On Friday, November 22nd, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Warehouse 508 will be hosting a fall showcase.
There will be DJs, rock performances, and art exhibitions. Food and snacks will be provided.
The event will be at Warehouse 508 at 508 First Street Northwest.
For more info, call Warehouse 508 at 505-296-2738 or visit their website at warehouse508.org.
The last event of this evening is the Transgender Day of Remembrance.
It's an annual day where people can memorialize those who have been killed as a result of transphobia.
Albuquerque Center for Spiritual Living will host a remembrance event at 2801 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast on Thursday, November 21st from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
For more information, folks can contact the Albuquerque Center for Spiritual Living at 505-200-9086 or email tgrcnm@tgrcnm.org.
We hope you've enjoyed this community calendar. Milian, what's our next song?
Up next is Daughter by Ryan Casata, written from the perspective of a trans man to his father.
10 years ago, I know you had a hard time and I tried and tried cause I want you in my life. I'm just living true, no doubt in my mind, and these changes, they take time.
We hope you've enjoyed this hour of community action. We'd like to thank our guests, Professor Shubhankar Banerjee, Laura C. Carlson, and Dylan McLaughlin. Thank you for our interviewer, Brenna Two Bears, and our music host, Milian Cordova.
Tonight's program was produced by Kateri Zuni and Roberta Rael, with production assistance from Riazullah Al-Kuzay and Barbara Ramirez.
We want to give a huge thanks to all of our youth producers. We could not do what we do without you. We would also like to thank KUNM for bringing the voices of young people to you, KUNM listeners.
Our website is generationjustice.org, where you can check out all of our multimedia work and listen to our podcasts, which are also available on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, with additional funding from the Khan Alma Howe Foundation, and of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking Donate.
Our opening song is Youth of the Nation by POD. I am Saeed Alejandro Larquerziai.
And I'm Lily Lukau. Coming up on KUNM is Spoken Word, so stay tuned and join us next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Let's hand it over to Milian, our music host.
Our last songs of the night are Black Snakes by The Prolific Rapper, Green Corn by Queez IMC, Stay Wake by Ooh Shun. I'm Milian Cordova.
Good night, New Mexico.
Is the strongest, this path is the hardest, but if we were strong enough to do it, we wouldn't see it. Our prayers would not be needed, this movement's very needed. Indigenous wisdom unheeded and sacred things depleted. I'm Mexicano, Malacota, and I'm white too. I'm mixed with everyone, so part of me's just like you. Every group of human beings shares the same stars, and if the earth is not your mother, are you from Mars?
Reflecting truth and faith like divination from the soul. It's tiring, but better than awake like funerals. They try to keep me sleeping dumb, cause that's what's comfortable. Catch disease while they alchemy and pupils close. I'm not living life asleep, me, I'll be staying. Whoa, stay, whoa, stay, whoa, stay.